Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Speaking of the Chaffey Theatre and performances, Bob, you went and saw Phantom of the Opera.
I did. Opening night, played Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You haven't missed it. Still more shows this weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get there this weekend. Was it good? How was it? I'm not up with Phantom of the Opera.
It was a joy. I mean, it's... I don't know if the show is really known for the music so much as the experience. Mm. Like, it is just a classic for a reason. The theatricality, the fun of it, the Phantom himself. I love that weird little guy.
Yeah.
Causing havoc in the theatre. Yeah, I'd never seen the Riverland Musical Society perform. I think they did an incredible job. The thing I really respond to in all theatre, I love any sorts of, like, stage special effects. And Phantom's a great show. There's lots of smoke and fog machines. People who know the show or have seen part of the movie or something, you'll know that the Phantom's lair, he lives in the sewers underground. The highlight of the local production for me was when the Phantom takes Christine down to his lair and there's a little, I don't know if it's a remote control or what kind of boat, but he gets on a little boat and they have a little paddle across a sea of fog.
That's it's cool.
The kind of ingenuity that just makes me chuckle and is so so charming in my mind. It makes me realise, though, I think we could dress up the show a little bit, get some stage effects into this program. Do we have a fog machine?
Yeah,
we
can... Doesn't sound like that. It yeah. should.
That's good. That's... Oh, I think that's that a foghorn in the background.
It sounds like it.
Oh, boy. Right.
That's not how a fog machine's supposed to sound.
The pyrotechnics were good fun. Let's fire up.
What's going on in here today?
Well, all right. Well, they did have a chandelier. Can we maybe get a big swinging chandelier?
Yeah, pull it down from the ceiling.
Ah!
It's only a really little room.
Ow! Hit me in the head. This is not safe.
Do you know who I think is sabotaging us? Probably just the Phantom of the Studio.
The Phantom of the Studio.
He lives downstairs in the car park. Well, look, the experience I'm sure is going to be better than that if you actually attend.
Yeah, you'll be safe.